Patient name, Savannah Klink, K-L-I-N-K. Date of birth, 9/28/10. Date of service, 10/17/22. This is a 12-year-old little girl. Mom brings her in today due to abnormal urinary symptoms. She has some dysuria, some burning upon urination, also frequent urination. No malodorous urine, however. Period, new paragraph. No lower abdominal cramps as well. Period, new paragraph. No nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, no fevers. Period, new paragraph. A complete review of systems was done, completely negative, except for what's mentioned above. Blood pressure, 109/49, pulse 93, respiration 16, temperature 98.1, oxygenation 98% on room air, current weight 77 pounds. Allergies, none. Current medication, none. Medical history, scoliosis. Surgical history, bilateral ear tubes. Social history, lives with mom and dad, no association with secondhand smoke. Lab study include a urine specimen. It was abnormal with leukosuria and proteinuria. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed. She is well-groomed. She communicates well and interacts well with me through the exam today. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no lymphadenopathy, no thyromegaly. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. There is no flank pain detected as well. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan, urinary tract infection. Patient will be given Cipro, 500 milligrams BID for 5 days, number 10. Keep in mind this patient has recently been on Keflex for a period of time that should have resolved this. So therefore, we are going to attempt Cipro. Mom's going to monitor for improvement, and they will return to clinic or call if not achieving good success.